It's the Plan B After Show podcast with Brock and Hunter. It's not better, just more.
On a podcast?
Dave! Dave, get in there!
Okay, what's up, everybody? It's Brock. It's Hunter. Welcome to the Plan B After Show podcast. Podcast time.
Oh, here we go.
So you were out yesterday because you're a pussy, so we didn't get to do our normal Monday NFL chit-chat, so we're doing it today.
Oh, so you're saying you couldn't go back and forth with Kiki about sports?
Come on now, she's abroad. Just kidding, honey. Okay, so obviously we are almost near the end. 3 weeks left in the regular season before we get to crunch time in the playoffs. Playoffs, new season. Doesn't matter if you have a perfect record, you can lose that first game.
Let's start this podcast off with a moment of silence for the Bengals.
Oh, God, so bad. They've what, won one game?
Dude, I even forgot they were a team.
Yeah.
You know you're really bad when you're like, dude, I don't think they've been on SportsCenter this year.
Probably not.
I don't think not one story. I even seen nothing. I haven't even seen anybody wear anything Bengals. It's just they're not a team this year. It blows my mind. Like literally week 9, somebody said something like, yeah, the Bengals, the worst team in the league. I'm like, oh, yeah, the Bengals.
They're
still a football team.
They are horrible this year. I mean, have they ever been good?
They were good for a hot second, weren't they, with Ocho Cinco?
They lost to the Browns. I thought they had one win this year.
I don't think they've ever been really good.
God, 49-13. Do they not have a win this year?
I think they got a win. They won last week. Or the week before or something. I believe they got a win. But the Bengals are pretty bad. Dolphins aren't.
Oh, yeah, they beat the Jets 22-6.
Embarrassing.
They lost to the Browns. They have the Patriots this week. They may get a win against the Dolphins, and then they play the Browns again on the 29th.
Yeah.
So, anyway, yes, forgot about the Bengals. Let's not focus on teams that suck, because I told you this earlier today. I have come to the realization, I've accepted the fate of the Green Bay Packers. I love them. I will bleed green and gold, and I hope I'm proven wrong. They have 3 games left. They play the Bears this coming Sunday. Then they play the Vikings. Mm-hmm. Then they play the Lions. It's all NFC North games. Division champs will be decided if they beat the Vikings. They got it.
If it's not reverse psychology, you got to explain yourself.
So it's not reverse psychology. Really what it is I've just accepted the fact that our team isn't complete enough to compete at that next level, mm-hmm. what it's going to be. Because you and I have talked about this. You have the 49ers. Mm-hmm. You have the Chiefs. Mm-hmm. You have the Saints. You have the Patriots. You have the Seahawks. Mm-hmm. All teams that will give unbelievable performances. All those teams outside of the 49ers. Mm-hmm. Now, yes, Garoppolo he's got a Super Bowl ring, believe it or not, because he was the backup to Tom Brady a couple of years ago. Mm-hmm. So, anyway,
so good.
But he's never played. So he's been there, but he hasn't played, and I think it's different. Mm-hmm. Russell Wilson has Super Bowl experience.
That's a guy you need to watch out for. I'm saying it right now.
Drew Brees, Super Bowl experience.
Yep.
Tom Brady, Super Bowl experience.
Yep.
This 49ers, for some reason, are just unbelievable this year.
I
don't get it. So now, if let's say the Packers went out. And again, I don't want to turn this into a Packer podcast, but this is where I'm at as a fan right now, and I'm kind of looking ahead where it's at. Oh, and I forgot the Chiefs, too. The Chiefs. Yeah. They just
Fuck
don't...
the Chiefs.
They do, so mad. I just think... we're going to make the playoffs. I'm not worried about that. Mm-hmm. We're in the playoffs. We can secure a first round... we can secure a number one seed if we win out. Mm-hmm. We're also going to have home field advantage. Mm-hmm. Awesome. That will help on the road to the Super Bowl. But... that is going to be tough because it's still, even though it's the Bears, the Lions, and the Vikings are tough this year. They got a chance to do all right. I don't think Kirk Cousins has the fortitude to win in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. I just don't think he's a closer of a quarterback. Still a good team, though, and still doing good things. So they went out. I think they just don't have what it takes to beat some of these other elite teams where they're at right now. Mm-hmm. Young coach, a coach with no playoff head coaching experience. Young receiving squad outside of Devontae Adams. Jimmy Graham is a fucking turd. I wish we would never have picked him up.
Yeah.
I don't think we're going to win the playoffs. That's where I'm at right now.
All right, here's my rebuttal on that, why I think you're wrong.
Okay.
Just the realm of playoff. I mean, you got your, what, seven teams that everybody is kind of choosing between the 6 and 7
yep.
teams. They're like, this could be the pairing, this could be the Super Bowl pairing. And I agree with that. I agree, yes, there are six or seven teams that are potentially Super Bowl contendees this year.
Yep.
The realm. See, this is why anybody that says anything to you about what's going to happen in the playoffs, just tell them this. Shut the fuck up. You know why? Because you don't know.
That's true.
Here's the thing. The playoffs is a completely different league.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, people work up to the playoffs. People prep for the playoffs. Yep. There's teams right now not playing people because they're guaranteed in the playoffs. And they're kind of, well, they're not playing people, but they're just being really careful.
Yep.
Because this is an injury-prone part of the season.
Oh, for sure.
I mean, people are beat up from playing weeks and weeks and weeks of football.
Yep.
So they're kind of prepping themselves for the playoffs. But despite that, playoffs is a whole different realm
of football.
It's a brand new season.
Brand new season.
And you got people that are coming off of injury that are starting to play.
Yep.
The team sucked because they didn't have that player.
Yep.
Players that are freshly injured that might potentially not play in the playoffs. But like I said, disregard all of that.
Mm-hmm.
Those games in the playoffs, there's so much on the line.
Yep.
Anything can happen. And I'm saying shitty teams can beat badass teams.
You can get wild cards that come in and beat.
That's why I'm saying, dude, people be careful on what you say about Baltimore. I do not disagree with you at all. Lamar Jackson is ridiculous. The team is on fire.
Oh, I forgot about Baltimore, too.
Baltimore.
I honestly think, but now Lamar, though, he's a young quarterback. Is it going to come in?
Dude, he is not. He hasn't been through it yet.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying that he can't. But I'm saying, nobody knows.
Yeah.
Nobody knows. So if somebody tells you this is what's going to happen in the playoffs, that person's usually wrong.
Yeah.
It's because they're basing their opinions off of numbers that kind of have something to do with the playoffs.
Yeah.
But once the playoffs hit, man, everything regular season, out the door.
Well,
doesn't matter.
And there's some teams here. You know, I'm looking at the NFC East is astonishing to me. Cowboys 6-7, Eagles 6-7, Redskins 3-10. By far. I mean, do any of those teams even have a chance to make it at this point? Wild card?
Well, yeah. Cowboys are guaranteed.
Are they guaranteed?
Guaranteed.
Oh, shit. Because they're leading the NFC East.
Yes.
What if they lose out?
They're gone.
What?
Yeah, unless New York wins out, I think.
No, there's no way they could go if they lost out right now, they would be 6-10. Can they go with a 6-10 record?
I believe so. I mean, somebody from that division has to go, right?
Damn, dude.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. The Cowboys are like, the last game they were talking about it, they're like, yeah, they don't have to. It's not really a big deal.
But
I mean, it is, though, because home field advantage is huge in the playoffs.
But you know, you look at obviously Saints got a great shot. Packers have a great shot. Vikings, they're 9-4.
Do the Saints and the 49ers play?
Yeah, they just did.
Did they just play?
Yeah, that was the big high scoring one, and the Saints or the 49ers came back at the end and won it. They just beat
the
Saints.
That was this past weekend.
That was this Sunday.
Saints and 49ers.
Yep. But also the Rams are 8-5. You can't count out the Rams.
Yeah.
AFC East, I don't think it's strong. The Bills are 9-4 this year. They got a good record. They got a chance. Raiders are 6-7. The AFC West is pretty weak this year. You got Chargers 5-8, Broncos 5-8, Raiders 6-7.
If I had to put money on, I don't know who I'd put it on, man.
At this point, I don't either. Because again,
your gut wants to say Baltimore, but dude, I'm not saying Baltimore because, dude, they don't have playoff experience.
Yeah.
They just don't.
And we've seen Brady. It's like a switch is flipped, and it's just a different ball player.
I'm surprised
he wasn't able to do it. They did come back there against the Chiefs.
Jeez, it was close.
It was close. And again, it was the Chiefs also kind of shooting themselves in the foot. Had some big penalties. Got that one punt blocked, which is like, holy shit, that doesn't happen.
Mm-hmm.
That does not happen.
I got to see the highlights. I was working at that time. But
as far as defense is concerned, though, dude, they were rushing Brady. Brady was getting frustrated. You can see it. Brady doesn't have quite the same receiver core that he's had.
I think we can all agree that the Pats are definitely not what they used to be.
No.
We can all agree. Obviously, we can all agree on that.
Yeah.
But what they're talking about on ESPN is like, dude, they're fucking 10-3.
And they're 10-3. Like, and again, I won't, because we've talked about this until we've been yelling at each other. Mm-hmm. The Patriots schedule, it, without a doubt, was an easier road
easier
to where it is.
Absolutely.
But also, too, like watching the Chiefs, the first series the Patriots were on the field, Belichick did a trick play.
Yeah.
He did a flea flicker and they scored a touchdown.
That's what they're talking about now, too. They're having to do shit like that.
But who the fuck does that? Except for you will get outcoached by Belichick 9 times out of 10. Yeah. And I would love to see, why don't the Packers do a trick play?
Yeah.
Do a flea flicker to Rodgers. Let Devontae get down the goddamn field. It's like they take those chances and that's what you need to do.
Dude, I've seen Belichick do an onside kick at kickoff.
Yeah. Yeah.
What?
Fuck with people.
You know?
If you know you can do it, I'm hoping to see, and again, the Packers, like I said, not to make it a Packers podcast, I'd like to see him take some chances. Go down on some fourths.
You have to now.
You know,
really,
and our defense is, we're actually at a point now where we do have a defense that if we're on, let's say, the 45, mm-hmm. like we're on the other team's 45, a lot of people might punt that.
Yeah.
You know, but we have a defense now that's been doing well against certain teams, and it's like, okay, we'll go for it on 4th and 3.
Yeah,
you know
I love
I mean?
That. That's happening more and more often.
And
now.
You almost need to. You need to play. You need to play. You know, fumble rooskies and all these. You right. know, triple reverses.
Dude,
and
you need to be aggressive.
You gotta be aggressive.
You have to.
You gotta be aggressive. And also, too, we actually have a running game. Aaron Jones, the Packers running back, is only 1 touchdown behind McCaffrey. Mm-hmm. He's having an amazing season. Mm-hmm. Had, I think, a 200-yard game with catching and receiving and 2 touchdowns this last weekend. And it's like, okay, so we have a running game, so it shouldn't all just fall on Rodgers, mm-hmm. or make people guess at least. And see, that's the thing with the Patriots is right now their running game isn't
It's not there. Nothing's there on
offense.
So
you can almost kind of bank on, all right, let's do a little bit harder coverage and make Brady work for it. And you got to rush Brady. You got to fucking put the pressure on him. That's the only way you can stop him. If you give him 3 seconds, you're done. Yeah. You're toast.
You're right. And their line is weak right now, too.
But if you get through that line and you make Brady rush that 3 seconds, it's not going to be as good. And that, it happens. They got him to throw an interception. Mm-hmm. It's like, what? Holy shit.
Yeah. Usually he throws it to the people's knees, too, just because of that. How far away are we from playoffs? When does
3 weeks. We got 3 weeks. The last game of the season is the Packers and the Bears play on December 31st. They play the last game on New Year's Eve.
And then they go right into playoffs?
There's a week. I think there's a week. Or do they do it that Sunday?
I don't know.
No, when did the Pack? You know, I got to look at this because it's Packers schedule.
You know, dude,
12/29. So that's Sunday. The Packers, I think the 29th is the last regular season Sunday game. But do they go right in to the playoffs then?
I don't know.
Dude, it all blurs in together. Playoff, picture NFL. Let's see.
I'll tell you one thing, and this is off topic, but basketball should start after Christmas. Basketball should start.
Yeah, fucking,
you know.
We don't need more basketball. It's stupid. Stupid. So here's some stuff that's in the hunt and all this stuff.
Somebody would ask me right now today, hey, do you think San Francisco might go to the Super Bowl? 2 weeks ago, I would have said, hell no.
No.
Dude, now?
But dude, the way they played against the Saints, I was hoping the Saints.
He threw for like 9.
Yeah.
He threw for like 9 touchdowns, dude. What? What?
It was well,
serious? Both teams did.
That game, I think it had like 12 touchdowns or
something
like that.
Dude, they scored like 90-some points combined.
Yeah, it was nuts.
What?
It was nuts.
They were saying it was like the game,
but
the,
now,
definitely
also,
the game of the year.
San Francisco's defense has been really helping them out. Is that just the quarterbacks are so good, the offenses are so good?
I don't know. Obviously, there's no defense on the field that day.
Or the defense is just having a rough go at it.
Yeah, they just pull an old NBA.
My take is I would rather have a low-scoring game and some defenses where it comes down to the offense. I love 14-7 football games. Mm-hmm. I love that. Give me just 2 touchdowns and a great defensive stance. Yeah. I love that. I think that's great football. When you're just hucking and chucking and doing all the – it's like, eh, okay.
Yeah.
You know, I know
it's pretty exciting.
You like, well, and see, like, the same thing with like college. When I watch college and you see like 63-54, it's like, what the fuck? Was there even a defense on the team?
Why did you guys even play?
Well, you know, Is it just like, okay, let him score, so we'll just outscore him? It's like, no, I like seeing defense.
All right.
And then you really then the offense comes in, and you got to be real strategic. That's when good coaching comes in, and you see a really focused offense. Like, hey, we got to score. Let's score. Not like, all right, we'll just we'll do that. Or like, you get down to the 2 minutes, it's 7-7. You got to get in the end zone or get into field goal range, something like that.
You know what I've noticed in the NFL now more than ever? It's just almost impossible to score in the red zone now. You notice that?
Dude, it's hard. It's become hard-nosed football.
It's crazy once you get to the red zone. Last night, who was it? The Eagles got down to the red zone. They ended up scoring.
Yeah.
But the guy, like, reached for the end zone and barely didn't make it. You know, he's on the one-yard line. And I'm like, dude.
Yep.
I'm telling you, in three plays, they're going to look back at that and be like, damn,
one of the
scored.
Worst spots I think to be in is, like, within the five. Mm-hmm. And you'd be like, well, you're so close.
Well,
just run it in. But it's like, no.
It's cluttered.
You got that back of the end zone is a 12th player.
It is.
Absolutely.
It's an extra defender. Absolutely.
And it makes it really, really tough. You can do, but and you practice for it. There's only so many plays you can run in the red zone.
Right.
I almost like it if a team's on the 15. I'm like, perfect. Mm-hmm. You got the option to run. You got the option to throw. The quarterback can still.
It's more confusing for the defense,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, for sure.
I think what's happening in the red zone, I think teams are on defense. Are lining up for the run,
yeah.
But there's not enough field for an offense to really spread it out.
No,
so you can almost set up for the run,
yep,
and still cover a pass, action pass.
And that's where if you got really talented receivers like Edelman, like Devontae Adams, Kelsey, you got these guys that have great hands, are fast. And can make that short 5 yards work.
Right.
You know, whether that's a quick slant or an out or something like that. Button hook.
Yeah.
You don't see button hooks as much anymore. No. I love button hooks.
button hook.
You know, 12 yards out and 2 yards back, button hook.
Yeah.
That ball, I used to love that. You throw that ball before the guy even turns and he turns and wham, right in the chest.
So, yeah, we call them 12-yard comebacks.
Yeah.
But then there was comeback to the out to and then to the in.
Like based on Kim Kardashian comeback?
Yeah.
Button hook comeback. But that's like kind of an old style play. It really is. But going back to your original point, if someone were to ask you who's going to be in the Super Bowl, I honestly don't know at this point. I honestly don't know.
Dude, you know what? I don't know either.
And I know you're going to hate me for saying this, but I really would like to see some, even if the Packers aren't in it, I'd like to see two new teams.
Yeah, I'm not opposed to that.
I really like.
I just hope the fucking Patriots beat Kansas City so I can give your wife some shit. I knew that was going to happen. Your dumbass comment.
You were screaming at my wife this morning.
I was.
You were yelling.
It's because she thinks football is based on red flags. You got to save your red flags. Shut the fuck up. Get out of here.
We'll say Belichick. It's not like him to waste those red flags.
No, it's because the refs were so shitty he had to use them all.
That was so close. That one touchdown, man. Oh, my
That's
God.
That's all they've been talking about on ESPN, man.
You know what I'd like? I'd like to see him get rid of the red flags. Honestly, fuck it. We went so many years without them.
Real quick, before we get out of this podcast, and I was with my brother yesterday, and we were watching ESPN. And I brought it up, and he's like, dude, I thought of the same thing a few weeks ago. It would be impossible. This is just so far left, but it would be kind of cool. So everybody's bitching about the refs, right? Mm-hmm. You go under the hood, it takes time. That's why this is not going to work, because it does. It takes time. What if there was like a 30-second time frame right there where the ref, it's close. It's a close call. Even under the hood, it's like, damn, dude, I don't know. In that situation, you give it out to the people. You text yes or no to bomb, bomb, bomb. And they do a 30-second just where everybody texts, and we do a vote. America voted.
Kind of like on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? Yeah. Ask the audience.
Ask the audience. You know? The refs are like, I don't fucking know, man.
Hey,
I don't
Hey, you guys fucking pick.
Right.
But here's home field advantage would come into play.
That's
on
what
that,
I'm saying.
And
home
it would
field
be,
advantage.
Because, of course, I'm going to vote. Oh, yeah, he was fucking.
Get all your Lions friends to text.
He was in, you know? Yeah, people, think about that. It's an interesting concept.
It would be interesting.
Maybe one a game. You know, one a game.
Maybe
where,
XFL.
Yeah, XFL, good place to try it out.
Try it out.
They like it. But, you know, also, too, there are a lot of people out there that
or
maybe.
It would outweigh it almost.
here's what you do.
Outweigh the bullshit?
You have to. So it's an app that everyone uses. Yes. You got to download the app, and you have to put who your team is.
Yep.
You have to pick a team that you cheer for, mm-hmm. and that goes into the weighing system.
Yes.
So if you are at a home game, and it's like, okay, shit, all the Packers fans, he was in. But then the rest of the country said that, no, he wasn't.
Or how about if your team's playing, you can't vote?
Ooh, that's tough. Or if you do vote, it doesn't count. See, I think you could maybe work something out there.
Dude, it's interesting. I was thinking about it. Now, my brother and I were talking about it. We're like, could it happen? But I think it would take a lot. It'd take too much time. Maybe with technology,
there will ever be a point in the game where even if the red flag isn't thrown, it's left up to the ref? Because you know, so they don't, unless it's a scoring play, they don't review it.
Right, and
so
I think they're adding that. They're talking about adding that.
So in a really good example is the Patriots-Chiefs, that touchdown. The guy was in. When we were watching it, it looked like he was out in during the play, mm-hmm. but then they did the replay, and it's like, fuck, he's in, dude. That was a hell of a play.
Yeah, and he can't challenge it.
And you can't challenge it. You're out of challenges. Now, he could have if they would add the challenge plays, but they didn't.
Right.
So now, because of the error of the ref, even they're showing it on the Jumbotron. Everyone can see it. You can't tell them the refs are like, oh, fuck.
Right,
but, you know, there's nothing you can do. Mm-hmm. But do you make it now to say, hey, because that would be fair for everyone then.
Well, obviously I'm going to say yes because they would have definitely changed that game. But in any game, if it was any other team. Nah, I don't know. Any other team, absolutely.
Yeah.
I don't care if it takes a little bit longer.
Yeah.
How long does it really take? I mean, a minute and a half.
Yeah.
You know, in a minute and a half, they could potentially change the outcome of a game. Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, absolutely. I think we can all agree on that, right?
I think so. But now then, do we get to a point where there's too much interference in the game itself? Same thing with, like, baseball. Baseball right now, we don't need umpires.
No.
That could easily be digitally done. And right. You know how many calls are, but then that takes away from the element of the game. It takes away from the manager running out of the bullpen and kicking dirt and doing the whole thing that we've known
could
grown to love.
Could this be a broad rule? It says, in any given moment of a game-changing situation, the ref has the ability to stop the game and review before the snap of the next play. Red flag or not?
Boy, that's tough.
I mean, it's too close. I mean, it's just the ref being honest with himself. Hey, guys, it's fucking close.
Yeah.
Let me go look at it.
Well,
under the hood.
And nowadays, every play is shown up. Every replay is on the big screen. Every single play, if it is somewhat controversial, it's replayed 1,000 fucking times.
I think there should be a rule that if it could potentially change the outcome of the game, and I think we all know those situations.
Yep.
I mean, you're not going to go under the hood in the first quarter for
that's
something.
But though... That could, but every score could change the outcome of the game.
True.
You know, I mean, the first play of the game could be, you know. So it's tough. Where's the line? I guess that's the hard part when we discuss this, and I think that's why they've done the flags, is where's the line where it just becomes too much?
I mean, you could make it specific. Scoring play.
With scoring play. If it's inside the red zone.
All right.
Something like that. But, again, on that longer play, they weren't inside the red zone when they did that. So, I don't know. Who knows? Well, we still have 3 weeks of football left before the playoffs. This is going to decide a lot of fates.
I do know one thing, though, man. People are getting pissed off at talking about the refs. This year has been the most apparent year of like, analysts all over ESPN, analysts everywhere are just saying, dude, why do we have to go every week and talk about situations like this?
Now, is it because, too, we're giving too much to the refs? There's too many rules now?
Could be.
Is it because you have some of these refs that have been doing it for 15 seasons, and people are on him. It's like, well, look, he's been doing it for 15 seasons.
Right.
You can't tell me. Or is it because of the replay that we have? Mm-hmm. I mean, you watch a game on TV. Most plays are replayed 15 times in between the snap of the next play. It's insane.
Which is unnecessary in my opinion, too.
It is.
How many times do you need to see it?
Yeah. So we'll wait and see what happens the next 3 weeks. Big 3 weeks coming up in the NFL, and there's some teams that don't even have a chance. There's some teams that are hanging on by a thread, and there's some teams that are sitting pretty and will probably have home field advantage and maybe make a run at it. Yeah. So we'll wait and see. All right, that's going to do it. Your Monday NFL chit-chat made for a Tuesday. Don't forget to explore more on the website where you found this podcast, WIRX.com. Also listen to the Plan B Morning Show Monday through Friday, 6 to 10, 107.1 on your FM dial.
I don't care what you say. The Patriots still could beat Coloma. Todd.
Todd.